Good day, San Bernardino County believers. It is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, our prayer focus is the fifth commandment. You know, the Lord gave us our parents and or those who were assigned as guardians. So reviewing the fifth commandment for other verses pertaining to it was surprising how many touched on the subject. Maybe perhaps because God is called our Father. Understanding how to respect those ranked above us to train us in the ways we should go, that when we get older, we won't depart from it. Whether you have or had helpful parents or parents who hurt you, the command doesn't use a caveat. It's a position given by our Father. So, Father, we thank you that the fifth commandment says to honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Thank you that this one comes with a blessing. May we be honorable to our parents if they are still alive, and may we train our children to be honorable and our grandchildren to be honorable to their parents. But we also ask God for those of us who have had parents or that are still alive or have gone. We ask for a blanket of forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness for breaking any civil laws when taught by parents to obey the laws, for failing to take care of aged parents, for failing to take care of sick parents, for fighting with or speaking evil about our parents or our siblings, for cursing our parents, for dishonoring them, for fighting with them, for disobeying them, for making fun of them, for any filthy talk about them, for speaking evil and generically just putting parents down and or grandparents. Instead, God, we pray into the people that are believers in this county and children there that there still exist, that we would listen to our fathers who gave us life and not despise our mothers when she is old. That children would obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. That they would honor their parents, the first command with a promise, that it would go well with them and they would live long in the land. That fathers would not provoke their children to anger, but would bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We pray that children would obey their parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to you, Lord. And Father, you said that in Moses said, honor your father and mother, and whoever reviles them must surely die. So we know it's important. So we pray people will come before you and repent and make right and reconcile with their parents. And we thank you, God, that you can help us to be people who respect those that you positioned in our lives to oversee us for a season. So, Father, we give them to you. We pray for there be an outpouring of reverence and respect and honor, and others would take note of that and be pleased and know that we know that it would please you as well. So we pray, wake up, be so transformed, believers in San Bernardino County, that you will affect others' lives and they in turn will be changed for the glory of God in Jesus' name.